you can trust. Find them in your local grocer's freezer today.
Don't miss the WCHO weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Take a dive into the world of the arts with The Art Spot, hosted by the staff of the Art Center. Discover new musicians, actors, painters, and more from around here and beyond. Or take a ride with John Stillman on Financial Safari to acquire new tips and tools to successfully navigate today's ever-changing financial jungle. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHO, the news, talk, and Tario station.
CBS News. I'm Dave Barrett. Time running out in Super Bowl 49. Seattle on the doorstep looking to score and edge New England. Bob Soci on Patriots Radio called it with 20 seconds remaining.
Quarterback Russell Wilson's throw was intercepted by the Patriots to give New England the win. Patriot quarterback Tom Brady.
You know, we found a way to get it down there at the end, and I'm just proud of the way our guys played.
Brady was the game's most valuable player, throwing four touchdown passes. Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona.
28-24, the Patriots over the Seahawks, and Tom Brady wins his fourth Super Bowl. They could be looking at 16 inches of snow today around Boston, Trish Cotter's in Foxborough, and after last week's blizzard...
It might just be a little bit too much in 1 week, but... We're enjoying it.
Forecaster Bob Orovec on this latest winter blitz.
Snowfall totals of 6 to 12 inches plus expected from upstate and northern New York eastward to around the Boston area.
Nationwide, 2,300 flights canceled from this storm that left more than a foot of snow around Chicago. Part of the budget the White House will send to Congress today includes a big outlay for public works. Correspondent Juliana Goldman.
The president wants $478 billion for infrastructure projects over the next 6 years. To help pay for it, he wants about half of that money, $238 billion, to come from a one-time tax on overseas corporate profits.
The $4 trillion budget includes funding for child care, plus a proposal for free community college. A bill is pending in the Senate aimed at helping prevent suicides among military veterans. With details, CBS's Vicki Barker, who joins us live.
The measure would make it easier for veterans to get information and to get help. It would also make the Pentagon and VA open their suicide prevention programs to independent scrutiny and offer financial incentives to mental health professionals helping combat personnel transition back to civilian life. After unanimous passage in the House, the bill's expected to see overwhelming approval in the Senate. Lawmakers in both chambers aware we are still losing 22 veterans a day to suicide. Dave?
There's no work at 9 Shell oil refineries in Texas and California. There's a strike. Kyle Aber walking a picket line in Deer Park, Texas.
No strike is something you want to go through, right. But you got to do what you got to do.
Staffing, safety, and health care costs are some of the key issues. Another big weekend for American Sniper.
Now the most wanted man in Iraq.
180,000 on your head. Congrats.
Well, I'll tell my wife. She might take that number right now.
Another big number, $31.9 million. That's what American Sniper made to rank number one at the box office. Paddington was far back in second, earning $8.5 million. American Sniper has made more than $248 million since its release, the top-grossing war movie in history, and that bests Saving Private Ryan. Wall Street S&P futures are up 3 points, Dow futures plus 30. This is CBS News.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared the Galleria of Jewelry this Friday through Sunday. That's because this Friday through Sunday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Friday through Sunday for a reward worth up to $1,000 only at Jared.
Does opening a new box of toner feel like a birthday gift just for you? When your portable printer rides shotgun, do you feel like you're king of the road? If so, you might be gear-centric. Someone who knows that the right office gear helps you do great things. And at Office Depot and Office Max, we have the quality printing gear you need. Right now, all printers are on sale, plus great deals on HP ink and toner. Office Depot and Office Max. Gear up for great. Offer ends 2/7.
Curiosity from a three-year-old, And both of his parents are now recovering from gunshot wounds.
While reaching into his mother's purse, a toddler accidentally fired his mom's loaded gun.
The father took a round that entered the lower portion of his body, and it was a through-and-through shot that went through the father into the mother and struck the mother in the top shoulder.
Albuquerque police spokesman Fred Duran says the father was treated and released. The mother, who's pregnant, was hospitalized and is stable. The boy's two-year-old sister was not harmed. The parents may be investigated for possible negligence charges. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
Not a good idea to smoke if you're pregnant. In Summit County, Ohio, there is an incentive not to. Expectant moms who smoke, moms who attend four group sessions, can earn $25 vouchers for free diapers. The deal is good for 1 year, and mothers would also have to pass carbon monoxide tests after their babies were born. Dave Barrett, CBS News.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
This morning on WCHL, Orange County commissioners say a $125 million bond package may be the best way to fund repairs for aging schools.
I don't think we've got an option. We've got schools that are 50, 60 years old.
Planning for and managing growth is a top priority for Hillsborough town leaders. And Google Fiber is coming to the Triangle, but just not the entire Triangle. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports this morning, the North Carolina men's basketball team takes on the second-ranked Virginia Cavaliers at the Dean Smith Center tonight. And
an amazing ending to an amazing sports weekend.
That's this morning at our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 WCHL, the beginning of a cloudy day. It's not raining at the moment, but it's really wet out there. We've had quite a lot of rain overnight, a little light rain. We do have a wind advisory going into effect at noon today, which will last until 7 o'clock tonight. Some strong winds. Cloudy with showers likely this morning, and then partly sunny with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Again, windy with a high in the upper 50s today. The Orange County commissioners say a $125 million bond package may be the very best way to fund repairs for aging schools. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Orange County commissioners agree there's no question local schools need money for repairs.
I don't see where we have an option on the needs of the schools. I don't think we've got an option. We've got schools that are 50, 60 years old.
That's Board Chair Earl McKee speaking at a planning retreat last week. The Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County school systems have compiled a list of capital projects totaling more than $330 million to repair or replace outdated facilities and expand some schools to add capacity. Commissioners last week moved closer to putting a bond referendum on the ballot that would partially fund those repairs, though the board did not formally vote at the retreat. The proposed $125 million bond package would be the largest in Orange County history and the first since voters approved a $75 million package back in 2001. Commissioners and staffers discussed the pros and cons of using pay-as-you-go funding for the repairs instead. But Commissioner Barry Jacobs said a successful bond package would represent voter support and a firm commitment from the board.
If we've already told the voters, this is what we want you to do, and they say yes, then you've made a different level of commitment. In a way, you box yourself in, but in a way, you hopefully have some more buy-in than would normally be the case.
Deputy Finance Director Paul Lawton told the board both funding methods would likely result in a tax rate hike, as there's not enough projected growth in revenues to cover the debt service on either type of borrowing. Lawton estimated the bond package would ultimately translate to a 4.6-cent increase on the property tax rate, to be spread out over the course of several years. While commissioners indicated they're ready to move forward with planning for the referendum, some expressed concern that Chapel Hill voters in particular might not warm to the idea, as the town is considering its own bond referendum in 2015. Commissioner Renee Price said she's worried about voter fatigue.
There could be so much confusion, and we either win or we all lose. I just wanted to throw that out there, that I really think we need to get all players at the table on this.
Commissioners said if they do go ahead, they want more collaboration and support from both school districts. Here's Mark Dorson.
The relationship should be more than just, we need this money, we'll give you that money, and here's how we're going to figure it out. Obviously, there's two separate elected bodies, and they have two separate elected responsibilities. There should be more engagement on that.
The scheduling of any future bond package would be constrained by a recent decision from the legislature limiting county referendums to even number years. Commissioners are leaning toward a November referendum because, as Board of Elections Director Tracy Reams pointed out, the 2016 primary season could get complicated.
The North Carolina presidential primary is all dependent upon the South Carolina primary. If they hold theirs prior to March the 15th, we have to follow and hold ours a week after theirs. So we could feasibly have a February 16th possible presidential preference primary. Then we'll hold all the other primaries on May the 3rd.
Though commissioners say schools would be the primary funding focus, the bond package would also likely include money for affordable housing projects and possibly parks. Following a formal vote to move forward with referendum planning in February, commissioners will likely convene a task force of residents and elected officials to work out exactly what goes on the ballot in November 2016. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Google Fiber is coming to the Triangle, as everyone knows, just not the entire Triangle. In response to questions following last week's announcement from Google, the town of Hillsboro on Friday released a statement reminding everyone that Hillsboro is not one of the communities included in the program. Google Fiber will be coming to Chapel Hill and Carborough, as well as Raleigh, Durham, Garner, Cary, and Morrisville. For the full statement from the town of Hillsboro, you can visit WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Rush into your local club and save on essentials for the big game. Pick up party favorites like a DiGiorno Pizza 3-pack for less than $5 a pizza. Tasty pork ribs, just $3.98 a pound. And a 3-pound party pack of delicious Tyson boneless buffalo wings for just $11.98. Plus, join now and get a free welcome package. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Hi, I'm Mark Vitale from All About Insurance Nationwide in Chapel Hill. Thanks to more than 25,000 satisfied customers, we have built one of Nationwide's largest agencies. The most cost-effective way to cover all insurance needs is through one company and one agent. We are that agency. Call us today at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard and let one of our experienced agents give you a free consultation. We know all about insurance, so you don't have to.
The world is very different since GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked Old Man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew GEICO was a smart deal.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
We just talked about how Hillsboro is not part of Google Fiber, at least the plans immediately to come to Hillsboro. Well, there's other news out of Hillsboro this morning. Planning for and managing growth is a top priority for Hillsboro town leaders with major development plans in the pipeline. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on how some of these projects will get funded.
Hillsboro officials have big plans for the small historic town. You can see the full scope
scope of their ideas in the Vision 2030 document, one of the major talking points during the public input sessions over this development project was the construction of a train station. Mayor Tom Stevens says he is very pleased that the state has placed a priority on funding that train station with money earmarked from the government in 2019.
The state transportation plan goes out, it looks at 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years, but 5 years means it's pretty well funded and it's very solid.
The remaining funding needed for the construction of that station would be coming from the half-cent sales tax increase in Hillsboro that was approved by voters in 2012. Mayor Stevens adds that Hillsboro has several major projects listed out in the state transportation plan.
One of those is for the rail station. One of those is for South Churton Street, which is the area that would be leading into the rail station. And then one of them is a connection from Orange Grove Road that would go through that area to Highway 70. And so all three of those are very important for the development of this center part of town.
He adds that it is crucial that the timeline is such that the town can count on those funds from the state.
It's amazing to me sometimes how long it takes for these plans. It's in terms of decades, not years, but it is very, very exciting news. It is now about as definite as DOT can be about things in the future.
While the public input for the Vision 2030 development project closed in January, you can still view the full plan through a link on our website, chapelboro.com. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This month, Chapel Hill Police will continue monitoring specific streets and crosswalks throughout town as part of their ongoing initiative to promote pedestrian and bicycle safety. On Wednesday, from 8:45 until 9:45, officers will be near campus, that is Wednesday morning, monitoring the area around Country Club Road, Boundary Street, and Battle Lane. Then on Thursday, at the same time, 8:45 to 9:45 a.m., officers will be posted on Columbia Street at the UNC Health Sciences Building. Next Tuesday, February 10th, officers will monitor South Columbia Street between Franklin Street and Cameron Avenue, also from 8:45 to 9:45 in the morning. Then on Tuesday, February 24th, from 7:30 until 8:30 a.m., officers will be stationed on Raleigh Road at Glen Lennox. It's all to make sure drivers, bikers, and pedestrians are following the rules of the road, especially around crosswalks. Officers may cite violations, including drivers who don't yield to pedestrians in the crosswalk or pedestrians who cross against the signals. Fines and court costs for those violations may cost you more than $200. Those police patrols are part of a much larger initiative the town is undertaking to promote bicycle and pedestrian safety. For more information on how to stay safe on the roads, visit a link on our website, chapelboro.com, and visit our website also for a link to a page where you can share your concerns about bike and pedestrian safety with the town of Chapel Hill. WCHL News Time, 617. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by Grenville Jewelers. Not a lot of traffic out there this morning, but please be careful. Visibility is not great this morning. A little bit on the foggy side, and also it's really wet after overnight rain. And more on the traffic situation coming up in just a few minutes here with Nikki Morse. I've got a word from Grenville Jewelers now. Berkeley Grenville has your engagement ring. You've been thinking about five of the questions. You need to go talk to Berkeley. Or the custom piece you've been dreaming of, he can handle that too. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's on the L.A. Road in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. It is going to be a wind advisory, in fact, going starting at noon today. From noon to 7, wind advisory. Today, cloudy with showers likely in the morning, and then partly sunny with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon as well. And right now, it is 52 degrees in Chapel Hill, believe it or not. Our high temperature today in the upper 50s, so not a lot of variation in temperatures. Temperatures, however, will fall to around 40 in the afternoon. So we'll get up to about 57 or 58 degrees, and then temperatures will start to decline gradually. Wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour later on in the day. And then when we get to tonight, clear skies, much colder, with a low in the low 20s. And those winds are going to continue to blow this evening. A Carolina Inn is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants. Actually, I should say the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is its favorite place for gourmet cuisine. One of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in the entire state of North Carolina. That, of course, is at the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill. It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Well, the Super Bowl. Give the football to Marshawn Lynch. That's what a lot of people are saying this morning. When you look back at what happened last night in the Super Bowl, Seahawks had the ball inside the 1 yard line and two cracks at it. Time for two plays. They didn't give the ball to Marshawn Lynch. They tried a pass, didn't work out. In the end, it was an unheralded rookie strong safety from West Alabama who saved the Super Bowl for Tom Brady and the New England Patriots to beat the Seahawks last night 28-24 to win a nip-and-tuck Super Bowl 49. Malcolm Butler made an interception at the goal line as the Seattle Seahawks were 1 yard away from the go-ahead touchdown. Butler spoiled the Seahawks' comeback by stepping in front of Ricardo Lockett for the game-winning interception at the goal line. Patriots rallied from a 10-point fourth-quarter deficit. Brady threw four touchdown passes, including the game-winning 3-yard strike to Julian Edelman with 2:02 left. That was Brady's 12th career Super Bowl touchdown pass, breaking Joe Montana's record. The 10-point comeback tied the biggest rally in Super Bowl history. New England coach Bill Belichick and quarterback Brady are now 4-for-6 in Super Bowls of this century. Belichick's 22 postseason victories are the most by any coach in NFL history to culminate a fortnight of accusations about underinflated footballs during the Pats' AFC title rout 2 weeks ago. Belichick joined Pittsburgh's Chuck Knoll as the only coaches with 4 Super Bowls. Well, of course, the Seahawks fans will be talking about that call at the end of the football game. When you have the best running back in the entire league, why not give the football to him? And I guarantee you, he can get it into the end zone. He's a beast. That's what they call it. The number 13 North Carolina men's basketball team, 17-5 overall, 7-2 in ACC play, looks to avoid a two-game slide tonight in the Smith Center. The league-leading and second-ranked Virginia Cavaliers come to town. Cavaliers are 19-1, 7-1 in conference play. They were undefeated until they lost to Duke. It's a pivotal ACC game. WCHL's Matt Oakes has a preview.
We talked about trying not to turn the basketball over and give them openings. We tried to talk about not fouling, and we put them on line 44 times. It's like we played at Kentucky. We shot 13 free throws, and they shot 31. Today, we shot 20, and they shot 44. And in both cases, I'm not talking about the officials. We made the fouls, and they should not have done that. And the other thing we talked about was doing a great job on the backboards, and they got 17 points on offensive rebounds in the second half. So poor job of playing, worst job of coaching.
That was UNC head coach Roy Williams. Coming off a brutal loss at the hands of the Louisville Cardinals Saturday, Carolina has no time to mourn the 18-point second-half lead it let slip away. Such is life in the ACC. A new opponent and a fresh challenge awaits the Tar Heels Monday night. In a two-game and 48-hour stretch UNC is getting used to this season, Carolina's opponent, Virginia, can empathize with UNC's predicament. The Cavaliers will need to move on quickly themselves from an energy-sapping home court loss to the Duke Blue Devils Saturday night that ended their pursuit at perfection. Coach Williams, meanwhile, will be preaching toughness in his pregame locker room speech. UNC miserably lost in that department against the more physical and aggressive Cardinals, who emphatically out-rebounded, out-hustled, and out-manned the reeling Tar Heels. Coach Williams, though, is taking the blame.
That shows you something, how much Louisville wanted the basketball. And I hate to say this, but I've done a poor job of coaching because they evidently wanted the basketball and were tougher about it than I was.
Luckily for UNC, it appears Marcus Page merely rolled his ankle Saturday in the KFC Yum Center, so the junior guard should be good to go against Virginia. Page, who's shooting 45.5% from three-point range in ACC play, says he's eager to wipe the sour taste out of his mouth.
I think so. I'd like to play. I'd rather play games than practice any day, so I'm excited for the challenge that Virginia is going to bring to our gym.
It's still unclear whether freshman guard Joel Berry will see action in the Dean Dome against the Cavaliers, although Coach Williams says he's doubtful. The methodical Cavaliers, led by head coach Tony Bennett, will hope to slow down the proceedings to a snail's crawl, while the Tar Heels will attempt to run the show at warp speed. It provides an intriguing contrast in styles. The Tar Heels lead the head-to-head series with the Cavaliers 128-51, but came up short in their most recent meeting, a 76-61 victory for UVA in Charlottesville a season ago. UNC junior forward Bryce Johnson got into foul trouble early at Louisville. Needless to say, it took him out of his game. Johnson says he's ready to make amends.
We knew they'd put up a fight. I mean, they ended up fighting, and in the winter. So, I mean, you got to be ready to compete a little bit better. I mean, just myself personally, I should have played the way I did. And, I mean, just got to be ready for the next one.
Which team will best respond to weekend adversity Monday night? Everything is still on the line. With a win, the Cavaliers would put distance between themselves and the rest of the ACC pack. A Tar Heel victory would catapult UNC into a tie for the conference lead. Despite the bitterness of recent defeats, for one school, the Smith Center will serve as the perfect rehabilitation center. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Of course, we'll have the game for you right here on WCHL. The number 16-ranked UNC women pulled out a 72-60 victory over Boston College on Super Bowl Sunday in Carmichael Arena. A career-high game from junior Danae Bryant. North Carolina is now ranked 5-3 in the ACC, 18-4 overall. BC fell to 9-12, 1-7 in conference play. Bryant had 13 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, and a blocked shot as well. Her minutes have been increasing steadily over the past few games. Head coach Sylvia Hatchell has been looking to her for a consistent mid-range jumper when it's needed.
The position they play is probably the, most important position on the floor, really.
Again, a victory for the Carolina women, 72-60, 625 at WCHL.
Sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit AutoOwners.com. This is Charles Osgood. Last night, there was lots of noise emanating from the University of Phoenix Stadium, but it's a safe bet that Nicole Marquez did not lose any sleep because of it, says our CBS News colleague Ben Tracy.
Nicole Marquez just moved her bedroom into the middle of her house and put plexiglass on all of her windows to keep the sound out.
That story after this. Office space isn't something you think about until you need it. Then it's all you can think about. Leases, locations, and logistics. Every detail takes you away from running your business. But Regus can make it easy. With one call, you can get furnished offices and support staff wherever and for however long you need them, from short term to long term. So let Regus take the hassle and expense out of setting up your office so you can focus on your business. Regus, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES. What's the most important thing to consider when looking for the right insurance? Customer satisfaction. Auto Owners Insurance uses only local, independent agents to handle all your questions and needs. We serve policyholders, not shareholders. Our award-winning service is why Auto Owners is known as the No Problem People. Auto Owners, a policy of satisfaction. For the independent agent in your neighborhood, go to AutoOwners.com. That's AutoOwners.com. It's not the sound of big games that's driving Nicole Marquez and her Phoenix neighbors crazy. It is ear-splitting, high-decibel screeching of more and more big planes taking off and landing one after the other, says Ben Tracy.
Every 30 seconds for hours at a time. This is the unintended consequence of the FAA's Next Generation Air Transportation System, known as NextGen.
How does it work?
It uses satellites instead of old-fashioned radar to guide airplanes. This allows for more planes in the air, safely spaced closer together, and burning less fuel because their flight paths are more direct. But in Phoenix, that change means planes that used to take off and turn 9 miles out now make that turn at 2 to 3 miles, flying low over heavily populated neighborhoods. Noise complaints have taken off, too.
Some in Congress are beginning to get complaints along those lines. But speaking of Congress, says Ben Tracy,
a 2012 congressional FAA authorization bill fast-tracked the rollout of NextGen by exempting it from normal environmental impact reviews and public hearings. The FAA declined our request for an interview. Nicole Marquez says NextGen may be good for the country and the airline industry, but the pain should be shared.
I don't think that the airlines should be able to bank on other people's misery.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Now's the time to register for your chance to be part of our 5th Annual Healthiest You Challenge. Join WCHL and Chapelboro, along with UNC Healthcare and UNC Wellness Centers, as we help another 64 challengers on their journey to an active and healthy lifestyle. Visit chapelboro.com/healthiestyou now to submit your registration by February 11th. We'll randomly select our 64 challengers who will each get a free 6-week club membership at UNC Wellness Centers, along with group coaching, progress monitoring, access to health education programs, and more. At the end of the challenge, winners will get a 1-year membership to UNC Wellness Centers. So visit chapelboro.com for more details and to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers at Metamont and in Cary, Chapel Hill Gymnastics, Coleman Huntoon and Brown, Durham Orange County Medical Society, Jersey Mike's, North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants, and the UPS stores of Chapel Hill. Enter online at chapelboro.com by February 11th. Here's to the healthiest you in 2015.
You may know that Paws Forever rescues homeless dogs and cats in our community, but did you also know that Paws Forever commits to their animals for the rest of their lives? Some animals live at Paws Forever for just a short time, and others for years, like Gypsy, a sweet but very shy cat who was at Paws Forever 5 years. She is now thriving in her new home. Please consider offering your support to the long-term work of Paws Forever. Learn more and donate at pawsforever.org. Thanks, WCHL, for your support.
Good morning. It's 6:30. Time now for Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. It is 52 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Unseasonably warm this morning, but it's not going to continue, so don't get too used to it. We have a wind advisory that goes into effect at noon today and will last till 7 o'clock tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies today, showers this morning, then partly sunny with a slight chance of showers in the afternoon as well. It's going to be very windy. Our high temperatures will get up to about 57 or 58 degrees in the early afternoon, and then they will start to fall. Temperatures will fall to about 40 by the end of the afternoon. Some strong winds up to 30 miles per hour in gusts. Tonight, clear, much colder with lows in the low 20s. Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
Now on Super Bowl 49, the Seahawks trailing 28-24, were a yard shy of victory at the one with 26 seconds left. Russell Wilson passed, but rookie Malcolm Butler stepped in front of wide receiver Ricardo Luckett.
Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Al Michaels with the call on NBC. Pats fans exuberant.
The Seahawks, they gave a great game, and it just means so much to beat such a talented team and the road that it took us to get here. I'm just in disbelief. I can't believe it.
A bittersweet loss for the Seattle fan.
Seahawks haven't always been the greatest franchise, so we're grateful for the opportunity we have now. We're just trying to appreciate, you know, being in the Super Bowl 3 times in the last 9 years.
CBS's Steve Futterman.
Tom Brady wins his 4th Super Bowl as a starting quarterback, and that puts him in a legendary category along with the great Joe Montana and the great Terry Bradshaw.
CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
51 degrees, 632, WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Orange County commissioners say a $125 million bond package may be the best way to fund repairs for aging schools. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Orange County commissioners agree there's no question local schools need money for repairs.
I don't see where we have an option on the needs of the schools. I don't think we've got an option. We've got schools that are 50, 60 years old.
That's Board Chair Earl McKee speaking at a planning retreat last week. The Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County school systems have compiled a list of capital projects totaling more than $330 million to repair or replace outdated facilities and expand some schools to add capacity. Commissioners last week moved closer to putting a bond referendum on the ballot that would partially fund those repairs, though the board did not formally vote at the retreat. The proposed $125 million bond package would be the largest in Orange County history and the first since voters approved a $75 million package back in 2001. Commissioners and staffers discussed the pros and cons of using pay-as-you-go funding for the repairs instead. But Commissioner Barry Jacobs said a successful bond package would represent voter support and a firm commitment from the board.
If we've already told the voters, this is what we want you to do, and they say yes, then you've made a different level of commitment. In a way, you box yourself in, but in a way, you hopefully have some more buy-in than would normally be the case.
Deputy Finance Director Paul Lawton told the board both funding methods would likely result in a tax rate hike, as there's not enough projected growth in revenues to cover the debt service on either type of borrowing. Lawton estimated the bond package would ultimately translate to a 4.6-cent increase on the property tax rate, to be spread out over the course of several years. While commissioners indicated they're ready to move forward with planning for the referendum, some expressed concern that Chapel Hill voters in particular might not warm to the idea, as the town is considering its own bond referendum in 2015. Commissioner Renee Price said she's worried about voter fatigue.
There could be so much confusion, and we either win or we all lose. I just wanted to throw that out there, that I really think we need to get all players at the table on this.
Commissioners said if they do go ahead, they want more collaboration and support from both school districts. Here's Mark Dorson.
The relationship should be more than just, we need this money, we'll give you that money, and here's how we're going to figure it out. Obviously, there's two separate elected bodies, and they have two separate elected responsibilities. There should be more engagement on that.
The scheduling of any future bond package would be constrained by a recent decision from the legislature limiting county referendums to even number years. Commissioners are leaning toward a November referendum because, as Board of Elections Director Tracy Reams pointed out, the 2016 primary season could get complicated.
The North Carolina presidential primary is all dependent upon the South Carolina primary. If they hold theirs prior to March the 15th, we have to follow and hold ours a week after theirs. So we could feasibly have a February 16th possible presidential preference primary. Then we'll hold all the other primaries on May the 3rd.
Though commissioners say schools would be the primary funding focus, the bond package would also likely include money for affordable housing projects and possibly parks. Following a formal vote to move forward with referendum planning in February, commissioners will likely convene a task force of residents and elected officials to work out exactly what goes on the ballot in November 2016. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Everybody has been so excited about Google Fiber coming to the Triangle. Well, almost everybody. It's not coming to everyone in the Triangle. In response to questions following last week's announcement from Google, the town of Hillsboro on Friday released a statement reminding everyone that Hillsboro is not one of the communities included in the program. Google Fiber will be coming to Chapel Hill and Carrboro, as well as Raleigh, Durham, Cary, Garner, and Morrisville. For the full statement from the town of Hillsboro, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Planning for and managing growth is the top priority for Hillsboro town leaders. With major development plans in the pipeline, WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on how some of these projects will be funded.
Hillsboro officials have big plans for the small historic town. You can see the full scope of their ideas in the Vision 2030 document, one of the major talking points during the public input sessions over this development project was the construction of a train station. Mayor Tom Stevens says he is very pleased that the state has placed a priority on funding that train station with money earmarked from the government in 2019.
The state transportation plan goes out, it looks at 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years, but 5 years means it's pretty well funded and it's very solid.
The remaining funding needed for the construction of that station would be coming from the half-cent sales tax increase in Hillsboro that was approved by voters in 2012. Mayor Stevens adds that Hillsboro has several major projects listed out in the state transportation plan.
One of those is for the rail station. One of those is for South Churton Street, which is the area that would be leading into the rail station. And then one of them is a connection from Orange Grove Road that would go through that area to Highway 70. And so all three of those are very important for the development of this center part of town.
He adds that it is crucial that the timeline is such that the town can count on those funds from the state.
It's amazing to me sometimes how long it takes for these plans. It's in terms of decades, not years, but it is very, very exciting news. It is now about as definite as DOT can be about things in the future.
While the public input for the Vision 2030 development project closed in January, you can still view the full plan through a link on our website, chapelboro.com. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
A year after the sudden collapse of an old drainage pipe triggered the third largest coal ash spill in U.S. history, regulators say they're still working to determine how much to fine the nation's largest electricity company. Records show past fines levied after large coal ash spills in other states ran into the millions of dollars. It took nearly a week to plug the leak that coated 70 miles of the Dan River in gray sludge. A key issue in assessing what Duke Energy will eventually pay depends on what, if any, long-range damage was done to the river. So far, Duke Energy says recent studies show the river is recovering. But scientists and environmentalists warn it could take years before the true impact on the river's ecosystem is known. WCHL News Time, 6:38. Ron Stutz here along with Nikki Morse, who just walked into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
All right.
I'm a little tired. I stayed up and watched the Super Bowl last night.
So did I.
Or disappointing bowl, whichever way you want to look at it.
Give the ball to Marshawn Lynch. He's a beast. He's the best running back in the NFL. You're inside the one-yard line. Why not give him a chance to get it into the end zone?
I don't understand why they threw it.
I do not.
Usually I'm sitting there going, why didn't they throw it? Why didn't they throw it? Could they just throw it? But that was not one of those instances where I would have said that. And I'm not, you know, who am I?
Oh, exactly.
You know?
Yeah, but there are millions of other people saying exactly the same thing today. So you're not, don't feel like Lone Ranger.
Well, you know, I almost feel like I'm a bad luck charm because this is the first time that I wore my jersey.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't be the only one in the family not wearing one. I mean, all three dogs had were wearing their garb. We've got two male dogs, so they were
Seahawks
wearing their jerseys. They were wearing their Seahawks jerseys. And our girl dog had a little cheerleader outfit. So I couldn't be the only one wearing. I know. I know.
Glad I wasn't at your house.
I know.
Well, gosh.
Wow. Yeah, I know. What do you say?
I don't know.
Those poor dogs.
Just like the result of that game. I don't know what to say. I
mean,
it was a great game up until that
It
point.
Was. It was a very good game.
Really was. Mm-hmm. I mean, no matter what kind of the Seahawks had a terrible start, and the Patriots looked like they were going to blow them out, and then they came back, and it was a great game until that last play.
I was a little disappointed, but a good game to watch. And
yeah, it was.
You know, fun was had by all.
Well, if you'll stick around for a few minutes, I'd love to get your opinion on traffic this morning.
Okay.
It's kind of wet and ugly out there today.
Yeah. Well, you just stole my opinion.
I didn't even. I never would want to do that. But I walked outside this morning and it's all wet and everything. I didn't even know it was raining. I was inside last night watching the game and went to bed after that and I had no idea.
Didn't step outside between midnight and 5 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, no.
Wow, that's weird.
Not at all. I know it's strange, but no, it's hard to believe. But no, I didn't. But at any rate, we have today's commentary on the way from Jeff Niemann and Inside Carolina Basketball coming up. And then we'll get to traffic this morning on WCHL.
Where can kids like me go to learn new skills, make friends, and have fun?
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the community's largest gymnastics facility, offering tumbling, trampoline, summer camps, birthday parties, gymnastics classes for boys and girls ages 1 year and up, and more. The structured classes and energetic atmosphere motivate gymnasts to achieve personal goals in the sport of gymnastics. Call 919-942-3655 or visit chapelhillgymnastics.com.
Chapel Hill Gymnastics, the fun place to learn and grow.
Join the Carolina Inn as we commemorate the Inn's 90th anniversary on Saturday, February 28th at 6:30 p.m. A four-course wine pairing dinner will celebrate the cuisine of our executive chefs through the years, including Brian Stapleton, Jimmy Rialli, and our current executive chef, James Clark. Add to the celebration by booking a stay for the night, and you'll receive the Carolina Inn's commemorative 90th anniversary ornament. Make your reservation to join in this special time as we look back on 90 years of the Carolina Inn. Visit carolinainn.com for more information. The Carolina Inn, where we come by celebration. Naturally.
Tune in every Saturday and Sunday to a wide range of programming, from health to business to the arts to career and financial advice. The lineup includes,
on behalf of your health, I'm Dr. Adam Goldstein.
And I'm Dr. Christy Page.
Welcome to Who's Talking. This is DG Martin.
Welcome to this episode of Caring Connections. This is your host, Nicole Bruno.
Hi, this is Kristen Heemstra. Welcome to the Art of Potential show.
This is John Stillman with the Financial Safari.
Welcome to another edition of Side Dish. I'm Jay White. I'm here with my co-host, Liz Cooper.
Welcome to Sports Focus. I'm Charlie Tuggle.
This is Sharon Hill. Welcome to Today's Business.
The Tokyo Rosenthal Program.
Good afternoon. This is Phaedra Kelly at the Art Spot at WCHL.
That's our weekend lineup every Saturday and Sunday here on WCHL 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, your news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
All right, 6:43 WCHL, and good morning.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jeff Niemann.
As a former member of the UNC Board of Governors and proud alumnus of three of UNC's member institutions, the news of UNC President Tom Ross's transition left me and everyone else, apparently, with a lot of questions. One thing seems clear. This was not President Ross's decision. He made it clear what he had no plans to leave anytime soon. The president serves at the pleasure of the BOG, and so it is completely the board's prerogative to hire and fire the president. In fact, pretty much the most important thing it does. So the question is, why? I listened, like many of you, and watched the president's press conference with board chairman John Fenebresque a couple of times, and the chairman certainly didn't provide any answers to that question. He opened with the statement, "This board believes Tom Ross has been a wonderful president, fantastic work ethic, perfect integrity, and worked well with our board." Okay, maybe it had something to do with Ross's age. Not according to Fenebresque. Age had nothing to do with this, full stop. President Ross has our complete confidence. Well, the athletic academic scandal at UNC Chapel Hill has gotten a lot of news. Maybe that's the reason. Fenebresque said, "Absolutely not. President Ross has handled that situation in exemplary fashion, and I have been with him all the way." Well, perhaps privately, some members are unhappy with the president. Ross said, "I've had no one express dissatisfaction." Well then, how about politics? Once again, the chairman said, "Absolutely not." When Ross was asked if he believed politics played a role in his transition, he said, "I think the board is committed to this university. I think they'll remain committed to this university." Wait, huh? I don't mean this as a criticism of the president. I completely understand why he did it. But that was a pretty illuminating dodge of that question. So, did politics play a role in the decision? I'll have more on that in a later commentary. This is Jeff Nieman.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Carolina saw an 18-point second-half lead disappear as Louisville, behind a monstrous 22-point 15-rebound double-double for Montrezl Harrell, stormed back to win 78-68 over the Tar Heels in overtime. Here's a frustrated Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams after Saturday's game.
Second half was not a very good basketball game on our side, and I thought Montrez was a little possessed. In the second half, seemed like he got every rebound. He ran the floor. He posted our guys up. I hate to say this, but I've done a poor job of coaching because they evidently wanted the basketball and were tougher about it than I was. And then my team was, and that's my fault.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
Yeah, what do you want?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol. But it can be too late. In North Carolina, more than 4 people are injured every day as a result of underage drinking. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org.
Carolina was called for 33 fouls while Louisville shot 44 free throws. But Williams thought the outcome was decided by much more than just the Tar Heel foul trouble.
Every time I felt like we'd get a miss, they'd end up putting it back in. Their defense was stronger than our offense. I think their will was stronger than our will. Rozier and Chris really did a nice job out front, frustrated our guards, and their big guys frustrated our big guys, and their head coach frustrated our head coach. That's the only daggum thing I can say.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary 4-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing, and we can say, We knew her when. Visit unchildrens.org.
Did you know that North Carolina is the birthplace of the physician assistant profession? That's why it makes perfect sense that North Carolina would have PAs that are leading the march to increase patient access to quality healthcare. Physician assistants are transforming health through equitable delivery of patient-centered, team-based care. The North Carolina Academy of Physician Assistants supports PAs and their efforts to improve patient care and provides continuing education so that PAs can be leaders in their field. For more information, check out ncapa.org.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
649 WCHL with Nikki Morse sitting across from me today. And Nikki has some exciting news about traffic this morning. I hope.
No matter how hard you try.
Choked up.
To
come
make
on.
It exciting. I love it. Okay.
I'm trying.
Well, we do have some wet roadways out there, so you may want to allow yourself a few extra minutes for your commute. No problems to report so far. Traffic just starting to pick up northbound Fordham Boulevard from 15501 through the 54 interchange. And 40 eastbound still a good route to RTP from 86 through 540. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
I got to admit, that was pretty exciting.
Exciting.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, where you can fuel up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans, Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. And Cruisers, good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, brought to you this morning by Town Hall Grill. It looks like this, 51 degrees in Chapel Hill, and it's going to warm up to about 57 or 58 by early in the afternoon. Then the temperatures will start to fall. We have a slight chance of showers this morning and in the afternoon. Our temperatures will fall down to about 40 by the end of the day. Wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. In fact, a wind advisory goes into effect at 12 noon today. Tonight, clear, cold, windy, with a low in the low 20s. Town Hall Grill, located in Southern Village, is the perfect place for a great meal. Don't forget, kids under 7 eat for free Monday through Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at Town Hall Grill. Check it out. Now, time now for celebrity birthdays. And we'll start with gossip columnist Liz Smith, 92 years old today. Comedian Tom Smothers, 78, one of the Smothers brothers. Graham Nash, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young fame, and before that, the Hollies, 73 years old today. Television executive Barry Diller, 73. Actor Bo Hopkins, 71 years old today. Actor Jack McGee, 66. Ross Valerie, bass player with Journey, 66 years old today. Model Christy Brinkley, 61. Actress Kim Zimmer, soap opera star, 60 years old today. And see here, singer Shakira, 38. She was on The Voice. See here, got lots of local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. We'll start with Jane Shears. Happy birthday, Jane. Also, Matt Bailey has a birthday. Stephen Ray Miller, happy birthday, buddy. Blair Tyndall, Amy Seagroves Benton, Bill Whitley, and Susan Gravely all celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday from all of us here at WCHL. All right, Monday, time now for trivia on WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz, and guess who's here right beside me?
Back.
How you doing?
I'm back.
You're incredibly busy this time of year with all these basketball games.
Well, it's been busy. I can't remember a January. I know we're in February, but I can't remember a January that was so crazy. I had 31 days in January. I had 21 basketball games.
Wow.
Two classes to teach. Had several, you know, talks to give. Good to be busy there.
But I know you're not complaining.
I am not going to complain.
No.
You start complaining when you're sitting around watching the walls.
And you don't have anything to do.
Goodness
That's right.
gracious. Both yes. of us. Yeah, I mean, both of us are, you know, busy.
Oh, I know, man. I'm always, you know, out doing something. So.
And speaking of which, we're going to be busy tonight.
That's right.
Because ESPN is in town with the Monday Night Crew, of which I will be a part. Of course, we got the Wahoos waltzing into
good basketball team.
It's going to be a fun game.
Hasn't Tony Bennett done a great job?
Tony Bennett is a great guy. I'm in love with his wife, and I mean that.
You told me that
she's just wonderful. What a breath of fresh air!
Yeah,
just a nice lady.
You looking forward to seeing her?
Well, I hope she'll come down. I'd love to say hello to her.
Of course you are.
No. Folks, no.
She'll be sitting over there close to you somewhere.
No, she'll be sitting over behind the Virginia bench. But she's just so down to earth.
That's not far
so
from
refreshing.
Me.
Nice lady.
And Tony Bennett, nice guy. But what a great basketball coach.
Makes everybody look ugly.
Yeah.
Makes everybody's team look ugly.
And
I mean, the score tonight could be 56-54.
And in the process, they win a lot of basketball games.
Yes, they do.
That's what it's all about.
You know, you got to tip your hat to them.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Well,
so we're
going to
do a question
on the business at hand. Yeah, business, a question about basketball?
We're going to do a question about the Virginia-UNC series.
Okay.
Here we go, folks.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Inarguably, one of the most memorable finishes in Carmichael Auditorium.
Oh, going way back.
Michael Jordan stole the ball.
Mm-hmm.
In the Virginia backcourt and slammed home a resounding dunk to beat Ralph Sampson in Virginia, 64-63. His dunk came at 48 seconds to go, but the Heels held on. In that game, and you're smiling because you remember it, played February the 10th, 1983, from whom did Michael Jordan steal the ball?
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Sydney Sims is Operations Manager at the Seymour Senior Center in Chapel Hill. She was nominated for Hometown Hero recognition by Myra Austin. What makes Sydney Sims so special?
Sydney Sims is special because she is a team player. She helps the Seymour Center run smoothly. She's a creative person. She's developed over 100 programs over the course of the last year for the older adults of Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County. She's got a lot of spirit and just a pleasant person to be around.
Sydney goes way beyond the call of duty. She loves older citizens, and she loves to get creative.
Yep, she spends a lot of her time working on travel programs. She organizes trips both domestically and internationally, and she puts a lot into the planning and the location and the event, particularly when there is a domestic trip. It's a little more room for a little more creativity sometimes, and the places that they go and the things they do, like there might be a mystery trip or, you know, some exciting feature where she doesn't actually disclose all of that in the details, and it adds to the fun part of the trip.
She loves to get creative, doesn't she?
Yes.
How long has she been there at the Senior Center, and what led her to do that kind of work in the first place?
Sid has always had a love for older adults from the time she graduated from her college career and worked with older adults in one capacity or the other. She's actually been with the Orange County Department on Aging and, of course, formerly at the Chapel Hill Senior Center and now the Seymour Center since early in 2001.
Our thanks to Myra Austin and congratulations, Sydney Sims, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
All right, 657 at WCHL. A lot of phone calls coming in this morning. Appreciate everybody calling in. And it was kind of a tough question. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Conger asking a basketball trivia question today.
Yeah, we took everybody back to 1983.
And you may not have been around that long, but Freddie and I were both here.
We were
both
there.
When that game was played.
We were both there.
I was inside.
It was those great games between Ralph Sampson, Terry Holland, and the Virginia Wahoos against Carolina and Coach Smith and Sam Perkins and Michael Jordan and all those guys.
Man, I'm telling you.
James Worthy.
When
James had left by then.
James,
Yeah.
But and Al Wood had just left long before that.
Yeah.
But when Ralph Sampson, everybody used to talk about Ralph Sampson all the time. 7-4. You know what he won? You know how many championships he won when he was at Virginia?
Goose egg.
Zero.
How many ACC championships did they win?
Zero.
Zero.
How many national championships?
Zero. But he won player of the year, what, two or three times?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and he was such a jerk when I when people were trying to interview him. I mean,
I remember
he could be really intimidating. I remember going into the locker room one time, and he's just like he was just mean.
Yeah, he wasn't very pleasant.
Not a very nice guy.
Well, who did he steal the ball from? Who did Michael steal the ball from?
Was it Rick Carlisle?
It was Rick Carlisle.
Yeah.
Yep, Rick Carlisle, currently with the Dallas Mavericks as their coach.
Mm-hmm.
He played in his NBA career with the Celtics, Knicks, and Nets.
Yeah.
And a career that ran from 1984 through 1989. Oh, yeah. And Michael Jordan did okay, too.
Yeah, Michael did all right.
Yeah, he did all right.
Yeah, he really did. My most enduring image of Ralph Sampson is when he was leaning against the backboard support in the Spectrum in Philadelphia after Al Wood had worn them out with 39 points.